your mom will always be your mom.
Oh yeah,
and she will always treat you like her. She will always treat you like her child.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be comforting, Tommy.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not comforting.
It is to a point.
Okay, what's the point, buddy? Yeah,
but mama needs to pump the brakes.
I think this is hard for you to wrap your head around because of something that is missing in your life. In fact, two things.
I had a mother.
Okay, kind of. But I'm going by based on what you said.
Kind of.
No, I mean, look, you sit here and crap on the woman every time we open up a mic, and now you want to be like, how dare you?
I shouldn't say this, but...
But?
My father kept my mother in check.
Wow. Wow.
Not good, but...
But good?
Hey, sometimes from bad comes some good.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So last week, we shared with you a story that came out of Clifton Springs, just east of us.
Mm.
A 19-year-old firefighter was accused of starting a fire in a dumpster and an apartment complex and then being part of the crew that put it out.
Johnny on the spot.
He was arrested. He was charged with arson. And you found this very strange, as did I and Kimmy. And it turns out that this is a semi-common thing.
Yeah.
Firefighters that start fires only to put the fires out. There's like an FBI division dedicated to it. Now, since that moment, this kid facing the accusations has been getting lit up online.
Oh, yeah, he should.
Okay. Because of that, 10NBC did a follow-up story. They did an interview with his mom.
Oh, great.
His mom.
What did his mom say?
Who went to the mat for her little boy. Mm-hmm. This is the gentleman's mother on 10NBC talking about her son.
So you don't believe that he did it?
I don't know. Until there's a conviction, there's no way to prove either way.
She ain't wrong.
Okay.
She ain't wrong.
Which is what a mother would say. Why would you even interview that woman?
Okay, hold on. Hold on. She could have come out and said, my son would never do this, blah, 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 blah. She didn't.
Well, she kind of is.
She's kind of saying, like, reserve your judgment.
Yep.
But she's also saying, not my boy.
Dodge, I did not hear not my boy.
But no, no.
That, no. Nope.
That's mom speak.
That, mom speak.
That's mom speak. Because moms are out of control. Back in my day, moms were not out of control.
Oh, like when your mom went and threatened a nun at your school for roughing you up?
But I had to be literally ripped up like Gordie Howe took me in a corner and ripped me apart.
Your mother is burning in hell for talking to that nun that way. But here's the thing. You want to hear mom speak? Well, there's one more piece here because during this interview with 10NBC, she was asked why, what, how, if it was possible this could have happened.
Was he going through anything that could have sparked this, you think?
Not that I'm aware of. He is a fourth-generation firefighter on his father's side of the family, so it's hard to believe that he would do something like this intentionally.
Did you hear what she said?
What?
She pulled that move wives do.
What?
When they want to kind of stand behind you, but they're going to do a little bit of deflection.
I didn't even catch it.
That is such a mom move. You know, he's a fourth-generation firefighter on his father's side of the family. So if there is a problem, that's where it started. Not in my genes, buddy.
All right, look, it's not just a mom thing. I do this to my wife, too. Like, if my kids are in trouble, I'm like, you know what your daughter did?
Yes.
It's a mom and dad thing.
Got to get it from your side.
All right, so here's the thing.
What is it?
Mom went on TV
to,
I guess, defend her son.
Yes.
At least
give a little insight.
And at least say reserve judgment.
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy, was that inappropriate?
Yeah, she should shut up. All moms should shut the F up.
Wow!
And stop doing this. Because you're not helping. You're making the kid look worse. Of course she's gonna say the obvious. She's going to stand behind her kid. Nobody believes you, woman.
Wow.
If there's anybody that's going to be on your side, it's going to be your mom.
Right, but exactly. So, you know, it comes from a place of love. Mother's love for their children. You do anything for your kid, right? You'd even lie.
No, but like to Kimmy's point, don't you want your mom to have your back?
Not in front of my boys, not talking about work or the media.
Well, but at this point, you don't have your boys. Right? Like, you are down.
Oh,
when you're
point.
In these types of situations, there's nobody else backing you up.
Yeah, and I wonder why that is. I wonder why mom's the only one there going, he's a good boy.
He hasn't been convicted. She's right. She's right. He has yet to be convicted. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because, Tommy, you're always going to be her baby boy, baby girl.
Yep.
Right?
They love you. The unconditional love.
I mean,
like a dog.
And your mother is way more likely to go to bat for you than your dad is.
Oh, yeah.
No matter the age.
Your dad might, but your dad's going to say some wrong things in the mix.
What do you mean by that?
Dad's just going to, he's going to say something that he thinks is good and it's not going to be good for you.
Okay.
That's all I can say. I don't know what it's going to be, but it'll be something that hurts you in the end.
All right. Here's why there is a disconnect from what this woman did on TV defending her son.
Yeah.
For one person in the room compared to the other two.
What is that?
You have never been a parent, and your parents have been dead for a long time.
Yeah, but I know parents. No, I've seen families, and I've watched TV.
There is, look, man, there is something in you that when you see your child going through something.
Hurting.
Yeah. You feel like you have to act. Right. And I don't think that ever goes away. And the fact that you've never had that bond with another human being, and that I'm not judging, I'm not criticizing.
No, he, just call my loins dead.
No, you got dead loins. What do you want from
dead
me?
Dead ass loin boy.
Dead ass weed killer ass balls. I mean, you've never had that experience. So for you to sit here and tell moms to shut up, you don't have the background to understand why she would do what she
did. Okay, so I'll give you that. You're right.
Oh, hands up, ladies and gentlemen.
But in the history of the universe, has it ever helped the individual who has the negative spotlight on them? No.
No, you didn't let us answer.
No.
I mean, I would think of all the people in this room, your mom would have had to defend you the most throughout your life.
Yeah, probably, but she didn't.
But how do you know?
How do you
Maybe
know?
She did.
Because my old
Maybe
man
she
kept
defended
her in check.
You to like other people. Maybe she defended you to your dad sometimes and made things better for you.
You don't know what was going on.
I mean, maybe, but it didn't go anywhere. Because I told you, like, my father, you were guilty till proven innocent. Like, as soon as he heard, I know he did it. I know he did it. You know I did.
No, but here's the thing. That was the same dynamic in my house. Right. My old man felt that way. My mother was the one that would go to bat for me. And I never saw her do it in front of me, but I know it happened behind closed doors.
Didn't help.
I mean, but here's the thing.
Didn't move the needle in my direction.
Whether or not it helps, it doesn't feel good that there is always one person.
To the individual, yes.
Okay, so maybe
But to everybody else watching this situation, it looks sad and pathetic.
Okay.
To me.
No, but you said everybody else to me.
A
non-breeding,
dead-loin, dead-inside individual with no soul, yes.
Thank you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 19-year-old firefighter from last week who was accused of starting a dumpster fire in Clifton Springs, that he was then part of putting out as the fire crew. He's been charged with arson and arrested. His mother, over the weekend, did an interview with 10NBC. She said that he is innocent until proven guilty, and she's right. She then said she doesn't understand why he would do something like this. He's a fourth-generation firefighter. It doesn't sound like something he would do. How about this, then, smart guy, that you know it all? Mm-hmm. When is the age mom should stay out of it? What age does it hit?
I mean, as soon as they have friends and they have a girlfriend and they have...
But that's when you're going to get in the most trouble.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, as soon as you start sprouting hair, man. Once pubes show up, when the pubes show up, the mouth goes shut.
I would argue...
Pubin is it. Mm-hmm.
I would argue that's when you need your mother to stand up for you the most.
Man, you want your mother marching down to school because we know those women and nobody knows, wow, that's a great mom there barging down and banging on the doors of the school to defend her son.
You don't want it all the time, but if your kid is really in a bind and there's nobody else on his side, I think as a mom, like people might judge you for not saying something.
Oh, good point, Kimmy. Do you not love your child? You not love your child, growing you, inside of you. I mean, look, man, if you're in a bad spot, and even your mother looks at you and goes, you make me sick, that would be devastating.
Okay, yes, but how about you just shut up instead of being a gas can? Because that's all you are, is a gas can.
Is every mom guilty of this?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, my mom did this with girls I dated. Like, when we were together, oh, my God, she's so wonderful, greatest girl you've ever seen.
Oh, my God,
you're so lucky to have her. The second I would break up with these girls. You know, I never knew what you saw in her. She was never good for you.
And how do you trust somebody? Because every mom does that. How am I supposed to trust your lying ass when you pull these moves?
One of my favorite Eagles songs of all time.
you can't trust,
you idiot.
You can't trust
your lying ass. Yep, it's finished. It's off the greatest
hits
album.
Even though daddy loves that ass.
Shut up.
Well, I'm sure he does. He loves your mother's ass.
Look, I knew that my mom was full of crap, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it did make me feel, it was a little bit warm. Like, yeah, screw her.
But here's the thing. Like, my mother, one thing my mother always did was defend my father, which was super embarrassing because he was a huge piece of crap.
Like, to who? To you guys?
Everybody.
Or everybody?
Like, stop picking on him. You shouldn't say that. Because, you know, people would point out that he's such a dick, right? And then when somebody do it, she was from that generation.
Yeah.
Tammy Wynette, stand by your man. Mm-hmm. She looked like a complete imbecile supporting this jackass.
If I were you, I would be very careful with what you're saying right now.
Why?
Your wife wouldn't go to bat for you?
To a point, but
But
she might also call me out of my crap.
I think she tries to help people understand you.
Yeah.
May not, you know, like, may not understand your jokes.
Yeah, but she may also, like, cut bait pretty quick.
She's got a Tommy to English dictionary. She didn't cut bait yet, man. She had plenty of chances. And every time you open your stupid mouth.
And I can also understand her having to justify and defend because you are, you represent each other. So, like, whatever you say, she's almost like defending herself.
Yeah, how did you become the spokesperson for the couple? What you were saying, I'm sorry.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know. You look like you're ready to talk.
Nah, I'm
ready. Okay. Kimmy, would your mom do something like this? What this mother did for her son here.
I think so, but I do think if I asked her not to, she wouldn't.
That's a good woman.
But
that's a good woman. Knows her place.
I think that she may ask before she went out and did it, but she would definitely want to.
Here's the thing. But
that's a great mom to have in your corner, one you can control.
Do you?
Control and help me out.
Mm-hmm.
Do what I need you to do.
Like, there is so much. I'm not a therapist, but it's so obvious. Something is happening here. Like, even I think I could lay you down on a couch over here, but let's talk through this relationship you have with your mother and why you're the monster
that you
are.
No, because you put your balls in my eyes.
Ass at you.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, I mean, Kimmy, to be fair, in this situation where this mother goes and does an interview.
I totally get why your mom would want to do it.
No, I mean, like, we don't know if she even asked her son. Because, you know, you said
we have
asked,
no idea.
She could have just done this without telling him.
Somebody just could have came, knocked on the door, and
You know what sucks about this whole thing?
What's that?
Because, look, man, I don't disagree with the idea of being an adult, your mom going to bat for you is embarrassing. Like, please just stay out of it. I agree with you. I don't want my mom going on Instagram to every guy that writes mean things about me and being like, that's my son, how dare you?
But she doesn't have that kind of time.
But you have to admit, okay, I can't even look at you because you don't know.
Listening.
I'm going to talk to Kimmy.
I'm enjoying your show.
Kimmy, you have to admit, it does feel good when mom goes to bat for you. And it's very possible that your mother will be the only person who will always be on your side your entire life.
Yeah.
Like you just said it. Your wife will call you on your BS.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's siblings, best friends, coworkers will call you on your BS. It takes a lot for your mom not to defend you.
Yeah. But just watching her do that looks sad to me. It looks like a pathetic move, you know? And I kind of question the woman.
I've watched you defend friends
that
have done horrible stuff.
And they
didn't come out of your uterus, bro.
No, but what?
No, you've done it all the time. There's a guy who is burning in hell right now, who I despise, who you'll even defend.
Well, because...
Woo-hoo! can I give you a hint? We'll do sound effects on the air.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, my wiener whistle wasn't working. I guess burning in hell. And even you were like, well, you know, hey, man. You didn't raise him. You didn't raise that man. Nobody raised that man.
Well, he was a piece of, you know, history.
Yeah. Crap history.
Bad history.
Crap history.
Piece of history. Crap.
That it may be, yes.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Bill. Bill says, I agree with Tommy. You don't want your mom fighting your own fights. If you got in a fist fight as a 15-year-old, would you want your mom to come and punch that kid in the face? Okay, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
True.
Now you're trying to loop back around after I reminded you that you defend all kinds of terrible people? You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of like psychological effects it would have if like your mom, if you never felt like your mom was in your corner or like your mom wasn't somebody you could count on.
We're looking at it.
Yeah.
We're looking at it right
now.
His
wolf,
mom
baby.
Came to his defense.
You go your own way.
Lone wolf says man who lives in his wife's house. A lot of wolves squatting in other caves. Let me ask
because
you a serious.
Even if she punishes you for, you know, whatever you did, I think she'd still, if somebody else jumped in on it, she would still have your back.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's much the way that, you know, you can make fun of your siblings, but you don't want anyone else
Nobody
making
else,
fun
yeah,
of your
yeah,
brother,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like, let me ask you one question before we move on.
Yeah.
As we wrap up this conversation, this mother of the 19-year-old accused of setting a fire and then putting it out with the fire crew out in Clifton Springs last week. You say a lot of bad things about me. And it
about
hurt,
who?
About me. And it hurts my feelings.
Oh, my God. That doesn't come back my way?
It deeply hurts my feelings, and I can't believe you would say this.
Yeah, yeah.
And my mother listens to this show.
Yeah, yeah.
God bless her.
Yeah.
Let's say one day,
right?
She goes to the Pittsford Wegmans. She works around the corner.
Right.
She goes, hey, Buster Brown. She's poking you in the chest. My son saved your career.
Really? This is what she calls save my career?
How dare you? I don't want to hear you. What do you have to say for yourself? I don't want to hear you say anything ever bad about my son again. What would you say to my mother?
Well, I would have to look up and say...
she might be one of the few people that are actually shorter than you.
That's not where I was looking up from.
What would you say? What would you do?
They're jokes, woman.
No, you wouldn't say that. No, you'd be a bitch.
No, he wouldn't even have the opportunity to say something because he'd be hiding under a table somewhere avoiding any confrontation with your mother.
No, but that's what's funny about it. Is he's done that before. Like, yes, in rooms he's been with my mother, he gets really uncomfortable. He does. But here's the thing. Even if she got to you where you couldn't hide, you'd be like, yes, I'm sorry, you're right. Don't I'm sorry.
I would be very cordial, but it happened at your wedding.
Pat's mom?
No.
Oh, I was going to say Pat's
Your husband's
mom.
Grandmother.
Oh,
came
yeah!
over I to forgot. The table, and she goes, who's Tommy? And I said, hi. And she goes, I am so-and-so's grandmother, talking about your husband.
Yeah.
And I don't like the way you talk about my grandson.
Oh, It was great.
Well, you know.
I had nothing.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
What are you going to say to grandma?
I'm now being faced with the consequences of my action.
Well, so she was a pretty physically imposing woman. I mean, she looked like she could take care of herself.
Oh, this reaping is so much fun. Oh, now I got a soul. Oh.
Hey, by the way, I'm giving you kids money.
Your kids?
At the wedding. And it was your wife. Your wife was giving the kids money.
Well, yeah, but from the group.
By the way, you were sitting at a table full of people you've insulted.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Ooh.
Whole roundabout.
Crowley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Terrible time, Timmy.
John DeTullio.
Yep. There was not a person at that table that you have not viciously destroyed.
So... same table could say the same thing about you.
No, I'm
You
kind.
Insulted everybody at that table.
I've never insulted John DeTullio in my life. I will never insult John DeTullio. He's one of my favorite people in the world. They can see you doing the hand motion. You know.
Just because
I do a great John DeTullio doesn't mean I don't love John DeTullio. That man makes you feel like $1 million every time
he
you see
does.
Him. Oh,
he does.
Buddy, you look great. Missed you. You look so slim. Oh, they're talking about you. Oh, always good things. Let's take a break. This was welcome news for the majority of folks in the greater Rochester area.
Oh, great.
Well, everyone but Tommy.
Oh.
And it was pretty surprising, Kimmy. This out-of-state small operation was going to move right next to one of, if not the best, grocery store in America.
Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like that dream's dead. And with every...
so evil.
No, I just don't get, like, you don't own stock in the company.
Doesn't affect you at all.
Can't pull for the home team?
Everything going on economically right now, is it possible that these stores may not even be able to exist anymore?
But that doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Because if everybody's coming up short, these should be doing well.
You got it. But if everything is more expensive, how are they selling anything?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So back in June.
What happened?
We saw a story that Tommy Mulay did not believe. A new grocery store to our area was going up against our crown jewel.
Mm-hmm.
A store called Grocery Bargain Outlet was moving in right next door to the Wegmans on Highland Drive.
Yeah, that strip mall right there.
You got it. And their hook, they were a deep discount store.
Low as you can go.
They bought excess supplies from companies, stuff that they made too much of or stuff that wouldn't sell.
Yeah.
But that allowed the company, at least according to them, to sell items at 40 to 70% less.
70%, Pat.
Than the average American grocery
store. On cream corn.
And when we told this story initially, Tommy, you didn't like this at all.
No.
Why?
I mean, it is one of these fly-by-night hot shots trying to take a shot at our guys.
What are you, Rush now? Fly-by-night, that grocery store. But like Kimmy said, it doesn't affect you in any way.
Yes, I love Wegmans. I want to see them thrive.
Well, yeah, but Wegmans would still thrive. Yeah. You're not going to go buy 70% off cream corn.
No.
So how would that change your day in any way?
Because of what they're trying to do. They're trying to take down Wegmans.
They're not. They're trying to offer an alternative to
which is taking them down.
Oh, okay. By the way, that announcement wasn't their only one. They also now announced a couple weeks later they were going to open a store in Webster. The store was picked out. The lease was signed. The town was ready to hand over the keys. And
yeah, what happened?
Now they're not coming.
Not at all. Huh?
Why?
Story in the DNC says that Grocery Bargain Outlet has decided against moving into the Northeast. These were going to be the first stores in the Northeast of the United States.
Couldn't cut it.
The town of Webster said the deal was done. Now, by the way, there's no word on Henrietta, but the permit stuff that was in the window of the store is now gone.
Yeah.
And it looks like, Kimmy, we are not going to get this deep discount grocery store after all.
Couldn't take the heat of the Northeast, baby.
They didn't even open. How would
couldn't even get there, man.
Okay.
I mean, it sucks.
Can't handle the number one coast.
Sucks for
we number one.
I think they're from the South, aren't they?
I thought they were from the West.
I thought it was like Texas.
Oh, well, that's like a different part of the South.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I feel bad for, like, you know, towns like Webster and Henrietta that were planning for these things to fill that space, and now it's just not happening.
Yeah. No, you're right. Especially
we're all bum shopping.
I mean, I would assume it had to be a pretty big area that they were going to fill.
Was your quote just now?
Where the bums shopping?
No, he didn't say where the, but he said, where are you
bum shopping? Because it's bum shopping, man. You shopping is super low. Low shop.
Kimmy, it feels like this might be a small look into a bigger issue.
So what's the issue?
Well, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. COVID brought the discount grocery store to the masses, right? People that never dreamed of stepping foot in an Aldi's, a Price Right, a Big Lots, all of a sudden saw that, one, the deals were really good.
Yeah.
Two, the food was not what they expected. Mm-hmm. It was better than what they expected. Three, they could sacrifice some creature comforts of grocery shopping for the money that they were saving. But as grocery bills kept going up, things had to have gotten tougher these stores, Tom.
So you're saying those don't really offer the discounts that you thought?
I guess
everything went up in price?
I guess what I'm asking is, how can you sell things at a discount when week to week you don't know what things are going to cost? If you're these stores, like, what's the price of eggs going to be? What's the effect of these tariffs? What countries that the stuff is coming from are going to be affected? How much will the food we sell cost us to buy? Right, like, I mean,
but I always thought, even if it, my thought was, even if the prices go up, their prices are still lower than the big, like Wegmans or Tops because of that. So even though it went up, it's still your best buy.
Maybe.
Or you're saying, like, you thinking maybe now there's no difference?
Well, let me put it this way. No, I mean, maybe there's not, maybe it's not that there's no difference, but like for example, Wegmans, Tops, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's can just raise prices because they have a built-in loyal customer base.
Yeah.
You are never leaving Wegmans.
I don't look at the price.
Okay. Well,
I don't. I just shop for what I want.
The discount places don't have that loyal customer base. Mm. Folks go there for cheap.
Right.
And if it ain't as cheap as it used to be, you know, the fact that it's still cheaper doesn't matter. They're going to complain that it's not as cheap as it used to be.
Because it was worth the deal to go out of your way to go to those places. And when it becomes, now it's not really worth my time for that small amount of savings, you're going to skip out and just go to the most convenient spot, probably.
And you mentioned loyal shoppers,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
But like, some of those discount joints now have loyal shoppers. Like, Aldi's has loyal shoppers now. So that discount shopper, the low shopper, is already going to Aldi's, that's
not,
like, their spot.
They're not low.
No, I don't mean that derogatorily. I just mean, yes.
Overall,
low.
It's cheaper, yeah.
Aldi's might be an outlier here because Aldi's has kind of gained a cult status over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and they're all over the place now.
But places like Price Right and Big Lots and other stores like that, I mean, they don't have that loyal customer base. And I think what we're talking about here, we've actually seen happen in our backyard. Big Lots is closing all of their stores.
Yeah.
And when we asked why, Big Lots had fallen on hard times. Kimmy, you remember, folks called up and said, Big Lots is not as cheap as it used to be. Do you remember those calls?
Yeah.
Right?
Meet your daddy's Big Lots.
Is that Big Lots deciding they were going to charge more than they did? Or did they have to charge more because the stuff was costing them more? Because when you're making less money per product, selling it at a discount, when prices go up, it buries you.
Yeah.
Right? There's not enough money to be made. And that might be something we should keep an eye on over the next couple of months.
Well, and when I can now also find that same thing I'm looking for on Amazon, you know, and I think it's easier to shop that way, especially for stuff that you could find at Big Lots, because I can even compare different types of that, whatever item I'm looking for and seeing like the difference in price. So I don't know. I'm sure like that also cuts into a place like that too.
No, I mean, to your point, when COVID hit, I had this chili that I really liked. And the chili at Wegmans got ridiculously expensive. This
but it was a hipster chili.
It wasn't a hipster
chili. Yes, it is. It's a hipster chili that was sold in the hipster can aisle.
Hipster can aisle. What aisle is that?
Was it that Annie's or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hipster chili.
Well, you didn't have to go driving around looking for it. You could just Google it.
I bought it by the case online, and it was like half the price. So I stopped buying that chili at Wegmans, and I bought it by the case and had it shipped to my house because it was
chili's
so much
here.
Cheaper. Yes, it was great. Kimmy, you know what it's like to see 24 cans of chili sitting
on
your front step?
I don't know what that's like.
I know what it would smell like.
It's an invigorating experience. 252 WCMF, and we're talking about this store about a year, or excuse me, back in June, we found out that Grocery Bargain Outlet, a store that sold food and groceries at 40 to 70% less, according to them, then the average grocery store was going to move in to Henrietta on Highland Drive right next to Wegmans. Well, it turns out that that store and the one planned for Webster, it doesn't look like they're coming.
Tanked.
The company says they are not going to expand outside of their locations already.
Good.
Staying out of the Northeast. And we've seen Big Lots fall on hard times, fall on their faces. I mean, is this going to be a discount store problem moving forward? And if that's the case, this could be a massive problem, Tommy, for New York residents.
Sure.
Well, you just said, I don't look at the price.
I don't.
When I go grocery shopping. You're unique. Because a recent that's not a compliment. A recent study showed that over one half of New Yorkers have gone into debt in the last 12 months to pay for groceries.
Well, that's not true. It's not true.
I have the study in front of me.
That's such a vague statement. That's a vague statement.
Okay, I would assume credit card debt.
So they're saying, like, they look at all their expenses and they've trimmed everything down. But now groceries are causing them to go in debt. Not every other bad decision they make with their money.
You hear this guy right now? Like, if you even question his grocery store, he immediately turns into one percenter Tommy. You know what it is? If you'd stop buying lattes, the foam cream lattes, and the $7 breakfast sandwiches.
The money we piss away in this country, come on.
You just said you don't look at prices at the grocery store.
You are the one buying those lattes.
They are good.
I mean, it's not hard to believe that just over half of New Yorkers have grocery bills on their credit cards right now. Is that hard to believe?
But I think that's always been the way.
It has not, at least according to this study.
All right.
I love how I give you information that has been sourced by people who know how to do this. And you've never heard that information before. And you immediately go, nah. Nah. Let me tell you why it's wrong. Nah. Let me tell you why it's wrong by using myself as an example of the thing that I say is wrong. I mean, Kimmy, have you ever gone into debt buying groceries?
Well, I was going to say, I think like if when I look at my credit card statement at the end of the month, I by far and away spend the most on groceries like throughout the month. It doesn't even come close. It's more than our energy bill. Like it's more than
most. But you also married an exotic animal.
It is amazing for two people how much we spend on groceries.
But the boy eats.
Yes. Yes, he does.
I mean, you're a family of four.
Kind of, yeah.
But what do you want him to do? Eat less? He's a firefighter.
I understand.
You want your house to burn down?
I feel like it's just stuff we need. We're not buying anything like crazy at the grocery store.
You counting this?
That's not grocery store.
That's produce.
They don't sell that at Wegmans.
She's counting her burnable produce.
That's a different bill.
Her left-handed lettuce. Her downtown smokes.
And I know a lot
going
of home,
in there.
I know a lot of home growers, so we save there.
Don't say that into a microphone.
No, you can legally grow at home.
Yes.
I don't. I know people that do.
Stop. What are you doing?
What?
Okay.
Why are you so worried?
You're such a narc.
You narked yourself.
I said people. Okay.
People, green people.
They are allowed to have their plants.
They are. We're moving on from the conversation about the plants, the burnable left-handed lettuce. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, as someone who grew up going almost exclusively to discount stores.
Well, you
stores.
Ate low of your family. You did. Everything was a bargain.
It's just what's weird to me about...
Like, you never smelled fresh food till like, you left home.
Fresh food?
Like, that... Oh, my God, that smells so good.
I just find it weird that you draw the majority of your self-worth not from your job, not from any talent you have, which you have none of. It's where you spend your money to buy groceries.
Yeah, I guess.
No, like, that's weird.
Right.
That the thing you take the most pride in.
No, I mean, your nutrition is one of the most important things. Ask your doctor wife about nutrition.
It's a business. It's a business.
Yes, it is.
You can get nutrition from any store you go buy stuff from.
There's different levels of nutrition.
Look, man, Price Right's got vegetables. Aldi's has vegetables. They got meat. They got milk. And look, I love Wegmans. Don't get me wrong, man. But there are people that are looking for a less expensive alternative.
They're looking for a deal. And
no,
I get
it's not
it,
a deal, man. It's survival.
You're looking for that. I get it.
What is that?
Yeah, money.
You just, again, I don't look at the
shopping
price tag.
Shopping
chintz. Like, the other funny thing, just to go back a second. I'm sorry, because I'm trying not to scream in your face right now.
Because
you're making
me
so
heading over
mad.
To Price Chintz?
The way that you ate back in the day, you want to talk about set money on fire?
You ate
sushi every day for lunch.
I did.
You ate prepared food every single day.
But to my credit, I was always using my home equity line of credit to purchase sushi and alcohol when I was single.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Dave. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad. You?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, Tommy, I think you're full of it. But, you know, before COVID, our grocery bill for a family of seven, we were spending around $1,000 to $1,200 a month. Now, it's over $1,800. I've sat down and done the bills. Groceries have gone up quite a lot.
All right, so let me ask
you. You guys, seven kids?
Seven, family of seven. Five kids.
Family of seven.
Yeah. All right, so Dave, let me
ask. That's a whopping-ass family, man.
Yes, understood. But the
or maybe you need to sit down a little bit more and stop having so many goddamn kids. That's why your grocery bill, you got five kids, man. What do you
Yeah, but think
of the 1940s.
Think of what he would have spent on rubbers had he gone the other way. Same price, Tommy. Same price. Dave, let me ask you. Have you gone into debt paying for groceries?
I will say I have had to cut down on certain things. You know, it's one of those things. You got to look at the prices. You go, okay, I can get 10 pounds of something for $5, or the 20 pounds is only $7.
What the F are you buying 20 pounds of?
Rubbers.
Oranges, rice, potatoes. You got
sounds like a list for a cruise ship.
No, it is funny. Like, David, tell me if you've had this experience too. Like, you start going back. Into like the
math mode.
Well, no, not the math mode. The recipes of your grandparents to try. Like, okay, this is cheap. This is going to go long.
We're having rice and potatoes tonight.
What can I throw in the crock pot?
And I will say, I have been lifelong. Wegmans has been a part of my life for the past 42 years. Okay, and recently I've started going to the Save a Lot, the Aldi's, because their prices are cheaper. You look at the price per pound, like ribs. Okay. We go through three racks of ribs for a dinner.
What are you, the Flintstones?
Wait a minute. All of a sudden, he's eating high-end ribs for dinner.
Ribs aren't that high-end, man.
They're pretty high-end, bro.
You can go to Save-A-Lot, get ribs $1.89 a pound.
Sounds like you're doing a live read.
Yeah, but those are hoary ribs.
No, they're actually really good. And you go to
no whore in them. I tasted whore. There ain't no whore in my pork, son. There ain't no whore.
I got three dead ones in the basement. They don't taste the same.
All right, on that one, Dave, good luck with your groceries, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. See what you did? You pushed him to dead horse in his basement.
You did that.
Your fault. Let's take a break. They're back, baby.
Who's back?
At least according to reports. And it seems that for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
It'll be a year-by-year wait and see.
So no commitment.
Well, that's just it. There used to be contract. There is no contract.
Yeah.
And eventually, this will come to an end. But I am curious, what is the thing in this franchise right now that keeps this team coming back?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. Story on News 8 over the weekend says the plan, I quote,
yeah.
The plan is for the Bills to hold training camp once again at St. John Fisher University this coming season.
Good.
It will be the 25th year they're here. With the exception of the 2 years they missed because of COVID, It is the longest the Bills have been at one spot for a training camp.
Ever?
You got it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So the MVP is coming back to Rochester. And it used to be that the Bills would go contract by contract.
Yeah.
They'd sign like a 4, 5, 6, 7 year contract.
Oh, last year.
Yep.
What's going to happen next?
But Kimmy, for like the last 5 years, they've been doing it year by year.
Yeah, and I think for a while we kind of thought, well, this is their final goodbye. This will be the year that ends it here, based on what they've been doing in Buffalo.
But at one point, this was the nicest training facility in the NFL.
The training camp, yes.
Yeah, the other teams were coming to check it out. So, I mean, and McDermott seems to love it.
Okay.
So, he likes getting away and away from Buffalo.
Okay. So you can never really tell because they only ask those questions in Rochester.
Yeah.
And McDermott and Josh Allen and GM Brandon Bean.
Things.
Yeah. They're always really good at saying the right things, right? Mm,
true.
So I always take all that with a grain of salt. But what I am curious about is who has the final say on whether or not they come and do training camp in Rochester. Is it Terry Pegula and his ties locally to Fairport,
too,
right? I mean, because, his kids have family here, his wife is from here, right?
Right.
Is it McDermott, who, like you said, wants to get away? Is it Brandon Bean? Is it Josh Allen? Because Josh Allen, I do believe when he says he loves coming and hanging out with the guys because they play that nerdy game and he gets his turkey burgers.
Like it's almost like going back to summer camp.
Well, they're
going to
keep Josh happy. So, number one, whatever that kid wants, if it's doable, he's going to get it.
Do you think that Josh Allen has enough power in this franchise to move the entire team 60 minutes down the throughway?
Think of how much value he's added to that team in the 5 years he's been the quarterback. He's completely turned it around.
It's Tomonomics. Think of the added value from Josh Allen.
What is he in? Three of the highest rated regular season games?
Of the last season,
Of the last 5 years.
Yeah, no, look, I just want you to think, though, the work and money that go, the amount of people, there's hundreds of people that have to pick up and move to Rochester.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Do you also think partly it's due to their success in recent years where they don't want to change up that routine because it's like, hey, we've been here this long, gotten off to a pretty good start every season. Maybe let's not change what's working.
Good question. It's funny you say that, considering that from 2000 until 7 years ago, it was a disaster.
Yeah. All right, so the reason they came here originally was to sell season tickets, right? Because they figured like 20% of the season ticket holders were from Rochester.
Yes.
All right. So now you got this new stadium that you're going to have to fill, and it is expensive.
Yep.
I would think they want to stay here because they need another market to sell tickets to fill that goddamn stadium.
No, actually, I think that would be the reason they would leave.
Why?
And they would bring training camp to Toronto.
I guess, but where would you put it in downtown Toronto?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, the greater Toronto area. There's got to be colleges that have fields you can go do it at, or that city would build them a facility if they asked.
Yeah, I guess. Aren't they already there then?
It's a great question.
Because
I don't know.
They're gonna struggle to fill that stadium.
I mean, look, there have been reports that they are way behind projected numbers.
Makes sense. You've been saying, screaming this for years. It's too much.
Hey, man, but nobody wants to listen to me. Oh, it'll be good. I get to look.
No,
at
I
it
saw the ratings. Yeah, nobody wants to listen to us ever.
No, now that you brought it up, I would assume that trying to sell season tickets, they would go to a more affluent community.
All right.
Because I know Pittsburgh's got money, but they ain't got 40,000 people.
No, I understand.
For a PSL, right?
Yeah.
All right, so, there will be a time.
There'll be a time.
Thank you, where this is all over, right? And we can't be anything but happy. We got a nice long run, and we don't know if that's 2 years from now or 20 years from now. But it will be when somebody's gone, whether Josh retires or is no longer with the franchise, McDermott gets fired, Bean, or Pegula hands over to his kids. I'm dying to know what the tie is that keeps them coming to Rochester.
Hmm.
Is it Pegula? It's got to be Pegula.
Well, Pegula writes the checks, obviously, but beyond that obvious thing, who's in his ear?
Yeah, because you're right. He wouldn't say, this is how we're going to do it. I mean, do they make enough money coming here on advertising where they can't say no to it? Because I would think if they did training camp in Buffalo, they would get the same amount of money.
I would think so, too.
Would they draw a crowd like the way they do here? Because it's so unique and it's so nice there, and the way they do I mean, it's like going to a country club to watch a workout.
Do you want to draw a crowd? Because McDermott isn't the biggest fan of having fans.
No, but I mean, that's how they're going to make their money, right?
I mean, yes.
Selling the merch.
I mean, I would guess the merchandise they sell is like the smallest amount of profit.
Yeah, they didn't even have a. Did they have a merch?
They had the fan wagons.
Oh, okay.
Fan wagon. Those things have existed since I was four. I do not know how they still move.
Because they used to have that huge merchandise set you had to walk through before you went onto the field, which was genius.
Pretty impressive, too. Like, that was a sizable store.
It was so genius, it cost too much money, and they stopped doing it. That's why you are not a businessman.
Well, the chintzies won't spend.
Tomonomics.
I mean, they would definitely draw in Buffalo. They do that blue and red scrimmage, and I don't know what numbers they got last year, but it was
40,000-50,000 people just to come out and watch the team practice.
Yeah.
So why aren't they doing it at like the University of Buffalo at the actual facility?
Again, I mean, it could just be either there's so much money to be made here or it's become a tradition that they don't want to break.
And maybe they like it that it's just far enough where these guys they're all staying together for the most part, whereas if they were in Buffalo, they don't get that same camaraderie because they're just going home at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, good call. 252 WCMF. Again, we got Facebook messages coming in. We're talking about how a report on News 8 says the plan is for the Bills to hold training camp once again at St. John Fisher University this summer. Dan writes, why do you guys think the Bills would ever leave Rochester? It's been good to them. Because
they were obligated to before.
But the majority of NFL teams have started staying home.
They build their own facilities right there.
Exactly. Like, they spend so much money. The Bills just did this. They spent $100 million on their practice, indoor, outdoor, weight room, all this
stuff. So they got it all right there.
And these coaches want more control. You can keep the media at bay. You don't have people watching your practices. So they'll have like two or three open practices per summer where the fans can go out to, and that's all they do. More Facebook messages coming in from Mike. Mike says, when they open the new stadium, that's when they'll go back to Buffalo and have the practices there.
So you think they'll build the facilities there to match the stadium, so they won't need to come.
But there's nothing with the new stadium that has anything like
that.
They
already have it all. They don't need to build it again.
And like, they're still going to be across the street to train. They're not building a new training facility. The training facility they have now is where they're still going to train.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that would be pretty stupid. You spend all that money, and then 5 years later, you knock it down.
Mm.
So, I mean, it looks like they're here for a while.
All right, so enjoy it.
I know.
All these years we've been saying, oh, this is the last year. Now we go, it looks like they're here for a while. Last year ever. Buffalo Bills. Rochester, New York.